Shmiras Loshon Shimler 51, Shar Zechira Perek Zayin. The Pasuk says, when the person is brought to a Kohen to see as to whether or not he has Taras, the Kohen calls out, V'tomei Tomei Yikra. V'tomei Tomei Yikra. The Kohen calls out that this person is impure. Explains Chazal, Pishu Rabbi Sein Zechon Mavracha, Shitzarich lo haidiyat tsaroi l'rabim. Why is it to call out publicly? Tami, Tami Yikra. Shitzarich lo haidiyat tsaroi l'rabim. Because he has to make it known to the community that this person is in pain. The rabbi yivakshul of rachamim. You know what's going to happen next? You hear someone's in pain. What does a yid do? You just finished tilim shir. You say tilim for a yid. You daven for somebody. What's his name? You have somebody in mind. So that's why the kohen says publicly, "Tami tami yikra." So people should know that he's in tsar. The rabbi mivakshu love rachmim, and they daven for his predicament. Now, what did we say last year? We said that when the person himself speaks lashon hara, his tefillah doesn't go up. So what does he need? He needs assistance. That's his chaverim. That's the klal yisrael. That's the people around the community. They're going to daven for him. And that's why, specifically over here, regarding the tsaras, that's when we learn this message. And then with this person who spoke Lashon Hara, Nishmosa Hakadoshim Nistalekas Mimenu, his holy neshama runs away from him. It leaves him. As it brought down the Zayah Kodesh. Furthermore, what else happens when a person speaks Lashon Hara, which we don't see with our own eyes? Gamba Zeh Avoin Hazeh Chomer Mishar Avoinus. This Aveira speaking Lashon Hara is more severe, as we've discussed, than other Aveiras. Shebishar Avoinus. With other averes, ba'oisai ha'aver shu oisai ba'ya ovain hu mamshich lov ruach atuma. Generally speaking, when a person does an avera with a certain part of his body, he brings that impurity, that shmutz, that spiritual shmutz to that body part. And that's why when we learned Mishnah Berurah, we learned that there are 245 words of Shema. Then there's the Kel Melech Neman or Hashem Melekechem Emes. That adds to 248, that each word a person says, he's metahir, he's giving chiyus, giving life to every body part. But when a person does navera, he's metame. He's like ruining that body part. And rachmala son, it could be. That's why the person has a little pain in that body part. We don't know for sure, but it could be. And that's why he has to mechazik his mitzvahs. That's by a specific avera, a mitzvah avera. However, when it comes to lashon hara, loy kein b'avon lashon hara, mamshich al kol eivorov ruach atuma o metame oisom. When a person speaks lashon hara, 248, his whole entire body gets attacked. Person speaks lashon hara, it's this whole entire body, not just one aver. So until now we've learned that there's a discussion how Gilei Arayis, Shvichas Damat, the Zora, the Gimel Chamura is the worst cardinal sins the person might do. Rachamul Atzlan, the Beis Hamishnah was destroyed because of them. One has to give up his life because of them. Until now we learned there's an aspect sometimes in certain ways that Lashon Hara could even be worse than them. Now we're explaining that if a person speaks Lashon Hara, he's mitami his whole entire goof. Now we could also understand the other way. That if there's a Yeshua needed for a chayla, yes, we turn to David HaMelech, Sefer Tehillim. But we have to make sure that we're saying it with a mouth which is tahor. It has to be preceded with tshuva and limud of Shmiras HaLashon. Before a person starts saying Tehillim, he has to make sure that he wants his tefillah to go up to Shemayim. And it shouldn't be verschmutzed with all that klipas that we said yesterday, with all the tumah that is surrounding the kedusha of the words. So how does he do that? How does he break it off? He does tshuva. He says, Hashem, I don't want to speak Lashon Hara anymore. I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to learn Shmiras HaLashon. I'm going to learn Chofetz Chaim. I want to tell you something else before we conclude right now. Even after a person learns, it's very possible that he might make a mistake and speak a little Lashon Hara. But I want to tell you what happens. That person is different than the person who doesn't learn. Because the person who learns the Musar, the Halachas, after he speaks Lashon, he feels bad. He feels bad about that. I shouldn't have said that. Or he's cognizant about the situation. Maybe he stops in the middle. He's more attuned to the mitzvah, even if he made a mistake. That's why it's extremely important to always be connected to Shmiras HaLashon in the topic of speaking properly.